Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Beat Podcast. I'm so excited to have you all tune in straight from Las Vegas at the Health Convention. I've got Dr. Julie Schultz with us today. She is the Vice President of Product for Avalon Healthcare Solutions. Such a pleasure to have you here, Julie.
I'm happy to be here.
So how's the conference going? We're on day three.
Oh, gosh. There's so much exciting stuff going on, right? New companies. I was thinking 2 years ago, we were just talking about AI. Now you're actually seeing things that are using AI. It's really awesome.
It really is. Yeah, to see things actually happening. And did you have any talks or any panels, anything like that?
So I spoke on Monday about diagnostic intelligence and how we can better use diagnostic intelligence to improve quality, reduce cost.
Well, for those that weren't able to be here to watch Julie's talk, let's use this podcast for you to learn some of the things that she discussed on there and some more. So, Julie, before we get into the main content, tell us a little bit about Avalon Healthcare Solutions.
So Avalon is the world's first diagnostics insight company. So we have clinicians and are very science-focused, data-driven, and we're helping to make the most of diagnostics, taking it from a cost center to a strategic asset.
Love it. I mean, sign me up to that. When you could take a cost center to a strategic asset, sign anyone up. What excites you most about the future of diagnostic intelligence, and how do you see it reshaping healthcare beyond just lab testing?
So when we think about lab tests, there's about 10 new genetic tests that come on the market every single day. There's the guidelines for cancer, for example, change every few months. Physicians are overwhelmed, not just with all of this new information, but also all of the other things going on in healthcare with burnout, et cetera. And so this is such a great opportunity to really help them do what's best for their patients. We can help, whether that's through AI, whether that's creating guidelines, clinical decision support tools, we can help them do what's best for their patients without having to drain their cognitive burden because we know they're overloaded.
So overloaded. And then even a lot of these point solutions and the AI is overloading them too. It's just too much. If you could reimagine one aspect of the U.S. healthcare system tomorrow to better integrate diagnostics into value-based care, what would it be?
I think it's the longer-term view, that longer-term horizon. A lot of times, you know, health payers are really only looking about 18 months ahead. Today, we're working a little bit more with employers and the self-funded space where they really care, you know, they care about their employees, not just because they want them, you know, to show up, but because there's a more of an emotional connection. So I think having that longer-term incentive is what's really going to help us think not just about how diagnostics is shaping a patient's journey tomorrow, but how that affects them, you know, several years down the road. That's what we need, is that better focus on preventive care.
Totally. Prevention, precision to the person. And when you think about diagnostics, I know you mentioned genetic testing, but diagnostics is pretty big, right? Yeah. You could be imaging, it could be lab testing, a broader lab testing. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, let me give you an example. In the cancer journey, when you are, we're right now working with non-small cell lung cancer patients. It's one of a few tumor types where a liquid biopsy is in the guidelines. Again, you know, a new test that our physicians are trying to keep up with. Unfortunately, only 18% of patients are getting this, even though it's pretty clear that that's, you know, that's what the guidelines say. That's what the evidence shows. So taking that liquid biopsy, a genetic test, and then matching that to treatment, right? I think diagnostics is really now kind of, it's been so fragmented, and we have the opportunity to now really focus on what matters and getting the patient to the treatment first. So like I said, only 18% of patients.
Why is that? I'm just wondering why that is.
I think all of the reasons we were saying before, it's the guidelines change. This is one tumor type. Providers are overwhelmed. There's inertia.
A lot of friction.
It's not their
points.
Fault. Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Too many
exactly.
Friction points. So let's use that example. All right. So you have all these friction points. You want to do the right thing for the patient. Like, how does Avalon Healthcare Solutions fix that?
So in this particular case, we're using, like I said, diagnostic intelligence. We know when patients need that particular test. And so we're helping, first of all, to surface that so the patients, so the providers know which are helped out, you know, and given sort of that reminder, if you will, that this is what's recommended for this patient. But then on the administrative side, we're also helping to kind of to ease the burden from a prior authorization standpoint. So then patients and providers don't have to go through that
arduous,
time-consuming process. And then they're getting the care they need sooner. So we are seeing that if we can take away that prior authorization for not just the test, but then the drug that the test says the patient's going to benefit from.
Oh.
That can bring, you know, now we're going from, you know, 60 days from the test to treatment to about 15 days, and everyone wins. And patients are more likely to be getting the care that they actually need.
That's fascinating. So the prior auth assist is from diagnosis to drug delivery.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so cool. I love that. It's like the full cycle.
Yep.
So cool. I just did a thumbs up because you guys can't see this, but I did two thumbs up. There's so many point solutions. Like, you know, you guys got to think bigger, got to think broader. And Julie, you and the team at Avalon Healthcare Solutions are thinking that way, which is beautiful. It's all about integration. How's your organization reimagining care delivery to improve both access and outcomes, especially for historically underserved populations?
Yeah, great question. So diagnostics is really the blood of care in a lot of ways. It affects 70% of healthcare decisions, and 50% of office visits involve a lab test. So we have to take all of this information in. And what we've seen, let me give you an example in the cardiometabolic space. We can use all of that data to start risk adjusting patients and understanding who needs care the most. So GLP-1s, I don't know if you've heard of them before. we look at patients and we start taking all the laboratory, the diagnostic intelligence, and we say, which patients are actually the cardiometabolically most needy? Mm. We put them into three groups. We see that among diabetics, patients who are healthier diabetics are three times more likely to receive a GLP-1 prescription. On the obesity side, patients who are healthier are 14 times more likely to receive a GLP-1 prescription. And so we clearly are not spending, getting the most bang for your buck, if you will, on the dollars that we're spending on GLP-1s.
So as opposed to less healthy getting them. Okay, got it. I'm with you. Just making sure I'm tracking.
Yep.
Okay. And it's about having the right data right in front of you and surfacing those opportunities and measuring risk and helping, you know, health systems and physicians understand what's the best thing to do when.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Exactly.
Love it. Well, hey, you're making this easy. You're making this easy to understand, which is so important. A lot of these things, honestly, can be so complex. I think it was Richard Branson who said that great leaders simplify. And so you're doing just that, Julie. And so in your leadership role, how do you balance the push for innovation in diagnostics and precision medicine with the need for practical adoption across diverse healthcare ecosystems?
You know, actually, I think you answered your own question with the lead-in. It's communication, yeah. Right? It's simplifying things, translating between people who speak finance, people who are clinical. At the end of the day, we can have all of this technology, but if we're not communicating with one another, getting to understand local practice patterns, working with local physician leaders or other provider leaders, that's where the magic happens. It's unfortunately, it's not that much more complicated than that. Technology is a tool, but at the end of the day, we're humans. And that those connections and understanding people's individual workflows, understanding their barriers, that's what's critical. And that's what I do in product. Because otherwise, if I'm designing something without your input and without your feedback, you're not going to use it.
Amen to that. Feedback and input are critical. And by the way, kudos to Avalon Healthcare Solutions leadership team, because Julie is a physician in this VP of product role, which is something that, honestly, I'd like to do a survey out there. Like for those of you listening, how many of you out there are physicians in VP of product roles? You know, we share these things on LinkedIn. And so maybe this is one that we put out there and get some feedback on. But I think it's a very smart move by the company to put Dr. Julie Schultz in this position. Thank you for that. And, you know, like that gives you the power to speak the language to make the difference.
Exactly.
That's fantastic. All right. So there's so many technologies, I mean, on the show floor that are making an impact. How do you decide as the leader of product what to invest in, what not to invest in, and how to measure their real world impact?
Yeah, well, I think people is a big piece of it, but also making things simple, right? I think there's so many different diagnostic tests, right?
Yeah.
There's imaging, there's lab, there's electrocardiograms. We need to be able to synthesize all of that information and make it really easy. I was speaking with someone on the floor about just the reporting, right? In and of itself, how does a physician interpret what they're seeing in front of them? Sometimes lab reports are very dry, they're not actionable. They're not telling me what to do. How can we link the information that we learn from the diagnostic test to that next best action? And so I think for me, it's really making sure that they're thinking about that journey that we were talking about, that there's good people working on it who understand the stakeholders involved and are just making things simpler.
That's fantastic. Make it simpler. I mean, that's just the theme here in our discussion with Julie. Looking ahead in the next 3 to 5 years, what bold bet is Avalon Healthcare Solutions making that you believe will truly transform the healthcare experience?
So we are focusing a lot more on clinical decision support and going earlier into the care journey. We know there's so much overutilization in healthcare. 30% of tests are unnecessary. And historically, that's been a really easy place to go. Well, let's get rid of the waste. But as you can imagine, for physicians, patients, that's a frustrating experience. After it's already done, that's where we're going to save money. What we need to do is help physicians do things right the first time so that the right thing to do, the best thing for the patient is the easy pathway and connecting all of that. And so that's really where we're focused. So that we're not just penalizing, you know, providers anymore and really focus on longer term gains.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I really appreciate where you went with that. The future is there and, you know, helping providers have the right tools for the right things at the right time for the right patient. That's how you get there. Julie, how would you like to close this podcast? And with that, where can people learn more about Avalon Healthcare Solutions?
Yeah, so I would recommend our Lab Trend Report. It is probably the best resource to learn more about diagnostics and the outsized influence that they have on the rest of the healthcare system. So hopefully we'll get a link to that for your listeners. It's a great resource. And I want to continue the conversation. Like I said, we all got to work together on this.
That's fantastic. Well, look, folks, I'm here with Dr. Julie Schultz. She's the VP of product at Avalon Healthcare Solutions. In the show notes, you're going to see a short version of our entire discussion. You'll have a link to the resource that she just shared. We look forward to seeing you there. And thank you for tuning in. Julie, thanks for being with us.
Likewise.